Welcome to On Air with Amber Nguyen, where nonprofit leaders learn to fuse passion and commitment with proven business strategies to create long-term funding, impact, and sustainability. And now, here's your host and resident philanthropreneur, Amber Nguyen.
Good morning, fam. It is your girl, Amber Nguyen. I'm so excited to be here. I'm always excited to be with you. We are continuing our series on the nonprofit board of directors, nonprofit governance, and today's topic is board titles. Listen, it is important to understand the role of the board of directors, and titles mean something. I want you to think of it how I would think of it. For those of you who don't know, I'm a big football fan. Like, football was my first love, right? And if you look at it in that space, you have a quarterback, right? So the quarterback is responsible for navigating the plays on the field. Would you put your tight end in the quarterback's position? You wouldn't, because the tight end has specific roles, right? Would you switch defense for offense and have them, you know, deliver those plays? You would not, because everyone who's watching football understands the role of each one of those positions. The tight end, the center, the quarterback. It's the same for the nonprofit sector. And so today we're going to talk about board titles, why they matter, and we're going to even dive into what those titles are according to the IRS. Because at the end of the day, you can make up whatever title you want, but in the nonprofit sector, the titles mean something according to the IRS. And it could be one of the reasons why you're stunted in your organization's growth, why you're stunted in fundraising. We're going to dive into all of that later. But let's pause, and when we come back, we're going to jump into board titles.
Do you have a tool that organizes your company's paperwork and takes care of all your record keeping? Does your current record keeping system send you 90-day alerts to remind you that your key documents are about to expire and need to be renewed? Can you find contracts and procurement opportunities in seconds from any of the 50 United States so you can grow your business? Is your business organized so that you can tell which key documents are needed to efficiently run the business? How about woman-owned, small business, or disadvantaged business enterprise certifications? Do you have a checklist of all the key documents you need to become certified? Does your current system allow you to conduct market research from multiple sources and provide you industry and market data in seconds? Well, Small Biz Pro does all of that and more. Small Biz Pro is the number one business management, compliance, procurement assistance, and market research assistance tool on the market today. Download the app now and you will be amazed. It's like having three additional employees working for you, but you don't have to pay them. What are you waiting for?
Welcome back. You're on air with Amber Nguyen, your resident philanthropreneur and your biggest cheerleader. Today, we are continuing the series on the nonprofit board of directors, and we're talking about board titles. Let me ask you, if you are the founder, or even if you're just in the position, is your title president and CEO or president and executive director? If it is, then this session is especially for you. In the nonprofit sector, you should not have the title of president and executive director or president and CEO. That title, president/CEO, is reserved for corporate America, for a for-profit company. Let me explain why. According to the IRS, the purpose of the board of directors is to govern. It is to hire, support, and ultimately, if needed, fire the executive director. So if you have the title of president/CEO, are you going to fire yourself? You are not. So it is important to understand that sometimes in this sector, we've borrowed terms from the for-profit sector, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work because titles have meaning. In the corporate world, you have a president / CEO. That is the person typically who runs the company. Then you have the chairman of the board. That is the person who runs the trust, right? So you may hear the board of trustees. The trustees, they are responsible for a certain part of the company. Whereas in the nonprofit sector, the board is responsible for the whole company. So the president and CEO of a corporation can have that title because they have the function of running just the organization. Whereas the board of directors for the corporation is responsible for a trust. So I'm telling you all of this because I get into it all the time. What generally happens when people start their nonprofit is they come up with all of these titles and they come up with all of these leadership roles that don't exist in the nonprofit sector. They don't exist. So they're like, oh, we have a president, we have a board chair, we have a vice chair, we have a vice president. And the reality is 9 times out of 10, they probably don't even have a staff, right? But you've got all of these board roles and titles. And realistically, it's generally because you can't pay them. So you're trying to give them these lofty titles so they feel special. And what it's probably doing is a disservice to your organization because funders typically ask you for a board roster, right? When you're submitting grants, you're going to give them this board roster. It's going to have president, vice chair, chair, vice president, all of these titles. And what it says to a funder is, you don't know what you're doing. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. That's why they ask for it. They're looking to see what is your board structure because the board of directors is responsible for guiding the organization, is responsible for funding the organization, is responsible for hiring and supporting the executive director. So if you have your executive director on the board, which they should not be, why? Because they are responsible for running the day-to-day and they report to the board. So they shouldn't be on the board. Do you work hand in hand with the board as executive director or chief executive officer? Yes, but you are not on the board because you report to the board. So they're looking at your board roster to see if you know what you're doing, if you understand the importance of the governing entity, which is the board of directors. All it takes is a quick glance. If you've got, you know, your executive director also as the president, then they know you don't understand how to run your organization. Why is that important? There's always going to be more applicants than there is money. And so as a funder, we're looking for ways to eliminate organizations. So you take a quick glance at your board roster and you see, okay, they don't know what they're doing. No pile. It's important for you to understand the red flags that are preventing you from getting that big money. You may be able to get $500,000, $1,000, even up to $10,000 with your titles not really being the right titles because that's not a big investment. They can write it off, whatever. But if you are trying to sustain your organization and you're trying to get that big money, it's these little things, and they're not really little, but it's these things that may be preventing you from actually accomplishing your goals. So I want you to think about your titles. Look at them. If it has the executive director or the chief executive officer also serving as the president, then you're misrepresenting your organization and you could be hindering it from getting the funding that it deserves. So in my DM, I'm going to put a link so that you can have a copy of the board roster and it explains specifically which titles you're supposed to have. I can simplify it for you. You have to have a president, a treasurer, and a secretary. That is your executive board. That is the board that can make decisions outside of your regular board meeting. That is determined by the IRS. You have to have a president, a treasurer, and a secretary. The rest of your board members are board members. Can you have a vice president? Absolutely. When you start getting into the chairs and the vice chairs, do you even have committees? because you can have a chair and a vice chair, but typically it's because you have such a large board that you want to give your president support. So then you'll have a chair and they're responsible for managing the committees. But if you don't even have committees and you've got chairs and vice chairs and nothing's really even going on in your nonprofit, why have all of that to convolute and create confusion on your board, right? So I want you to think about that, because as we move forward into strengthening your infrastructure, into creating an organization that's sustainable, those things are really important. That is why funders ask you for a board roster. People just shoot out these four board rosters not knowing that they really mean something, but they do. All right. So as we talk about nonprofit governance, board titles really, really do mean something. We're going to pause now for another break, but when we come back, it is your opportunity to ask me whatever question that you have burning in your brain that I haven't already, you know, answered. So ask Amber when we come back.
Starting a new career in a new sector with unfamiliar job titles and new jargon can lead to frustration and burnout. What if you had an easy way to get up to speed to learn the key elements of successful nonprofits and the critical steps we should all take to maximize our impact? Introducing the Nonprofit Essentials Certificate, three short, interactive courses that cover three critical areas. What makes a nonprofit, how nonprofits raise money, and skills needed to build a thriving career in the nonprofit sector. Interactive exercises and actionable advice from nonprofit experts help bring clarity to key concepts, and the end of the course exam tests your knowledge so you can earn a certificate and badge, and then quickly put your new knowledge into practice. The best part? The Nonprofit Essentials Certificate is 100% free. Thousands of learners have already earned their certificate, making this our most popular set of courses in Nonprofit Ready. Register at nonprofitready.org and get ready to accelerate your impact and your career.
Welcome back to On Air with Amber Nguyen, Philanthropreneur. Today, we're talking about nonprofit governance in our series on the Nonprofit Board of Directors, and we're talking about titles. And now is the part of the episode where you get to ask me your burning questions. It's time for Ask Amber. This question comes from LaTanya. LaTanya hit me up on Instagram. Thank you, LaTanya. And it says, "Hi, Amber. My name is LaTanya. I am reaching out from Century City. I just started a nonprofit and I'm confused about titles. I know I'm the founder, but I'm not sure if I should take the title of executive director or CEO, or if that even matters." How appropriate for today's topic. So LaTanya, here's the thing. You will always be the founder. So you can always include that in your title, right? Even if you decide to have a succession plan, bring in somebody else, you will always be the founder. So that's one thing. But the nonprofit's highest ranking person is the executive director. In about 2003, 2004, there was a shift to start using the title of CEO because nonprofit executive directors felt like they weren't getting the same type of respect that the CEOs get in corporate America, and they felt like it was a hindrance. And the reality is, executive directors do the same type of work in their organizations as CEOs do in their companies. So they started to adopt the title of CEO because they felt, again, it would elevate the role. So then what happened is you start getting these nonprofits calling themselves CEOs. The problem with that, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, is then if you have a chief executive officer, for continuity, then you end up having a chief financial officer, a chief administrative officer, and then it starts to mirror corporate America, right? So if you have all of these chiefs, Are you going to have an executive director and a chief financial officer? So then you start taking on all of this infrastructure like the corporate world. And so it gets a little bit dicey. But the reality is, if you are chief executive officer or executive director, they mean the same thing. It just starts to get a little bit messy when you start filling in the rest of your leadership cabinet. I myself prefer to keep things simple because at the end of the day, it starts to tie to funding. And the IRS created these titles, executive director. It's the highest director role in the nonprofit. I would stick with it. But if you have CEO, it's perfectly fine. It's just, again, when you start hiring other people, you want continuity in the titles. Otherwise, it gets wonky. But if you don't know what you're doing, you end up making stuff up and you end up making mistakes that may cost you. So I would advise that you use the title of executive director, but it's perfectly fine for you to use CEO. So LaTanya, thank you so much for your question. And if you have a question for me, you can reach me on any of my social media handles. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can hit me up on my website, www.amberwynn.net. You can even email me, amber@amberwynn.net. I'd love to get your questions because I want to make sure that I am responsive to you and your personal needs. Next up is my favorite time of the episode when I get to put the spotlight on you. Nonprofits do the work that needs to be done in this country, in this world, and you do the work. And so I'd like to take just time out to spotlight you, you know, let everybody know that you exist, the work that you're doing, the change that you're making in this world. So for this episode, we're going to highlight Everybody Dance LA. Everybody Dance LA offers high quality dance education in low income areas of LA County for youth ages 4 to 19, instilling high expectations and cultivating the lifelong skills of collaboration, discipline, and self-expression. Let's take a look at Everybody Dance LA.
Having dance has always been a huge release. It's always been the thing that I run to when I'm struggling with something. On my block specifically, we had a lot of gang activity. I think without our program, they would be out on the streets or in the parks. There just isn't that much available for kids to do. I took jazz, lyrical, modern, tap, hip hop, everything in between.
I'm here every day. I dance every day. I'm like hardly at home anymore, so.
I just felt very uprooted. What I wanted, my goals didn't matter because my parents' value as human beings in this country did not matter. They are actively and willingly breaking up their family unit so that we can have a better life. Oh my God, I felt like I could finally breathe again.
She came back with a vengeance. I mean, she just was on fire in all of her dance classes. It was as if no time has passed.
Five, six, all together. Good. Coming back to teach at Everybody Dance is my dream come true. Wow, for them to have given me the opportunity to do exactly what changed my life is such a humbling thing for me. These teachers taught me respect. They taught me dignity. They gave me a good work ethic.
She really has a bright light about her. She's smart. She's focused. She's gonna do great things.
If I can do what Carol and all of these people did for me, for someone else, like, I'm happy and I can die happy.
Yes. business. That's what we do at nonprofits. I'm so excited. If you want to support Everybody Dance LA, or you're interested in some of the programs, check them out. You can find them at everybodydance.org. All right. You know, today we're talking about nonprofit governance, specifically board titles. And the next section, which is Mindset Minute, I want to pause and I really want you to listen to what I have to say. Because my question is for those of you who listen to this about titles, and you know that your titles are all over the board. You know that your titles don't represent what the IRS has determined to be an acceptable title. And you decide, well, I'm going to keep it that way because I've been doing this for years and, you know, my people have their titles. So in this Mindset Minute, I'm going to ask you to think about this. Do you do what you want to do, or do you do what's right? Do you do what you want to do, or do you do what's right? Here's the thing. Right is not what Amber says is right. Right is what's going to powerfully position your organization for funding. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to impact your community. But if you're doing what you want to do, if you're making stuff up, if you're making titles up, and that's what you want to do, right? But doing what's right is going to allow you to bring your mission into life, right? Is that going to take work? Yes. But you have the conversation with your board. You say, listen, when I know better, I do better. And I know now that titles have meaning. And so we've got to get our board titles in alignment with the IRS, because funders are looking at that and they're making decisions. And you're not in the room with the funder. So you don't know why they're not, you know, giving you the money. You just think, oh, we're not getting funded. Your role as executive director, as the founder, is when you know better to do better. And this is one of those times. You've learned that the titles mean something. So you have a choice. Do you do what you want to do, or do you do what's right? I'm going to implore you to do what's right, right? I get pushback on this all the time. Well, why does it matter? And it matters. Well, what am I going to tell my board? Tell your board that you know better now. Tell your board that these titles have meaning. And if they're committed to your mission, and if they're committed to your community, they're going to do what's right. And if not, they're going to say, well, this is a title that I've had, and, you know, and then you know where they stand. So at the end of the day, if you're going to do what's right, fix the titles so that you can powerfully position your organization for success. Like, that's really what it comes down to. I don't argue with people anymore. I say this, listen, all I can do is tell you what the IRS expects. All I can do is tell you what a funder expects. You have no idea why they're asking you for your board roster. I'm telling you why they're asking. And I'm telling you that what you have won't cut the mustard. So you can either do what you want, or you can fix it. All right. So that's it for this week's episode on nonprofit governance, board titles. We're going to continue this series because the board is extremely important. You may not have known that when you started your nonprofit, but they are super duper important. And I want you to have a really clear understanding of their roles, their responsibilities, not only from the funder's perspective or the IRS perspective, but for yourself as the founder and executive director. We're going to talk a little bit more about that relationship in upcoming episodes, but we're going to really just dive in because I want you to be supported. And that is the purpose of the board of directors. So thank you for hanging out with me this week. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to like, subscribe, or, you know, pass it on to another nonprofit who you think may be able to benefit from it. I'm always here, always in your corner. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. head over to www.amberwynn.net/podcast for the links and resources mentioned in today's podcast. See you next time.